Yes, just as she suspected. They were still talking. Blimey, they can gab, Polly May thought. She went over to her bedroom window and cleared the things from the windowsill, taking great care when moving her porcelain doll her Nana had bought her for Christmas 2 years ago, and her blue piggy bank from Spain, a gift from her Uncle Hamish, was put in a safe place on her dressing table. She opened the window as quietly as she could so no one would hear. She cocked her leg over the windowsill and slid out of the bedroom. She gripped the window ledge, wound her legs round the drainpipe and slid down very slowly. The window wasn't very high at all, which made things a lot easier. "Move, you daft moggy," she said. "Can't you see I'm trying to slide down the drainpipe and you're in my way again?" Polly May almost shouted through gritted teeth. The cat scampered away when he saw Polly May and hissed at her when he was at a safe distance. Polly May jumped the last metre or so and ran off in a crouched position with her head as low as possible so as not to be seen. She darted behind a hedge when she saw Mrs. Pottle come out of her gate and walk towards her mum's house. Now she knew she was safe, because Mrs. Pottle was the town gossip, even worse than Mrs. Donkin, and could talk for hours without breathing, or so all her school friends said. After Mrs. Pottle had disappeared into her mum's house, Polly May ran towards the beach. It was really great living near the sea, because you could always find super places to hide from your mum and dad, or whoever happened to be mad at you at the time. Port Soy had a great beach with lots of hiding places. Several streets led to the beach, so it made for many quick and easy escapes. Her mum and dad would sometimes take her to Banff or Cullen beaches, which was great fun, and they would get a fish supper on the way home. Port Soy Harbour was full of holidaymakers that flocked to the fishing village every year, especially when the annual boat festival was on. There were loads of people there, so she could blend in quite easily. She sat on the sand for a bit, making patterns with the toes of her shoes. Then, just out of the corner of her eye, she spotted William, a friend from school. She ran over to greet him. "Hey, William, what are you up to?" "Oh, nothing much. Just been to Graham's house." "Fancy hunting for treasure?" he asked. "You're a bampot. There's no treasure on this beach," snorted Polly May. "Yes, there is so, and if you don't come, I'll go alone, so there," William said in a huff. All right, don't get your pants in a twist," Polly May said. At least it was better than sitting alone. William Stewart was 11 years old, and that made Polly May 4 months and 2 days older than he was, which in her eyes made her grown up, the boss, so to speak. William had lived three doors down from Polly May for as long as she could remember, and they were best friends. William's parents were originally from Ordickill, just outside Cornhill, and Cornhill was only 6 miles from Port Soy, so they hadn't moved far. Polly May was glad William lived nearby. He was not only a good friend, but also his mum was a school dinner lady, so she always got extra helpings of chocolate pudding with white sauce, which was her absolute favourite. Or was it haggis, neeps and tatties? Or maybe even both? William spent most of his time down on the beach, sometimes going onto the fairground, and if he had any pocket money left, he would go on the waltzer until he felt sick. Many a time Polly May would laugh her socks off at William's green face as he staggered off the rides at the fair. They set off for the sand dunes, which had lots of bushes and long spiky grass that really hurt if you touched the ends. Some of the blades were nearly as tall as they were. They began to search for buried treasure. The sun was still high in the sky, so Polly May knew that they had lots of time before she had to sneak back home again. She smiled to herself, thinking of where she should have been at this time. They made their way to the old ice cream cabin. Long ago, you could buy 12 different flavours of ice cream in large cones with chocolate flakes in them for only 20 pence. It was a very rickety old cabin, but it was great to play games in, such as hide-and-seek or shops. It had a big old wooden bench that was once used as a counter, and lots of empty ice cream boxes. There were tons of cobwebs hanging from the low ceiling, and it smelled of seaweed. All the kids loved to play there. Polly May opened the big door with a loud creak, and it gave it a push.